Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. How do you know what God is really like? Some imagine Him as distant, powerful, but far removed from daily life. Others picture Him as a stern judge, always ready to condemn. Still others think of Him as a vague spiritual force, too abstract to know personally. But John tells us something remarkable. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. The eternal Son of God didn't stay far away. He didn't just send messages through prophets or appear in visions. He came down to live with us, fully human, yet still fully God. That changes everything. In Jesus, we see exactly what God is like. He is not cold or distant. He is not waiting for us to climb up to Him. Instead, He comes down to us. He steps into our weakness, our suffering, even our death. He takes on flesh so that He can carry our sins to the cross and give us His righteousness in return. John says, "We have seen His glory." But notice how that glory shines. It is not in earthly splendor or political power, but in humble service, in compassion for the broken, in sacrifice for sinners. The manger, the cross, and the empty tomb reveal God's glory most clearly. There we see a God full of grace and truth. Grace, because in Jesus we receive forgiveness we could never earn. Truth, because in Jesus we see God's faithfulness to every promise. This means you don't have to wonder whether God loves you. You don't need to search for hidden signs of His presence. The Word became flesh. He lived among us. He still comes to us today through His Word and sacraments. And He will dwell with us forever in heaven. Lord Jesus, thank You for becoming flesh and making Your dwelling among us. Help me to see Your glory in Your life, death, and resurrection. Fill me with confidence in Your grace and truth. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.